With me now is John Mason, Director of Taxi and Private Hire at TfL. Good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, Petra.
Okay, so first of all, I'm going to ask you how you feel about this protest this afternoon.
Well, firstly, I'm just really sorry that the drivers felt the need to demonstrate and of course, apologise to any travelling public that were disrupted by this small demonstration. You know, we've said continuously to them that we will work as hard as we can. We've been working since 2009 with taxi driver groups to on the Olympics to try and secure the best possible additional ranking facilities at venues and try and provide as much access as we possibly can where it's been possible to the Olympic lanes. You know, at the end of the day, you know, the Olympic route network is absolutely vital to get the athletes to the and the officials to the event.
Can I be honest with you, John? You may have been working extremely hard, but you've managed to achieve absolutely nothing for these cab drivers.
I couldn't agree less. I do apologise.
I was going to say, you couldn't agree more? Almost, I had a politician agreeing.
Almost agreeing with you there. Yeah, but look, listen, that's simply
you've
not
done
the case.
Nothing.
No, absolutely not. 2009, we was first sat in the room. Now, we, you know, the guys that were demonstrating today, the people, the taxi drivers that were out there demonstrating today, are demanding full access to the Olympic lanes. That's simply not possible. That would mean that we would clog up the Olympic lanes, the lanes that are required to get the athletes and the officials to the events on time. But also, the lanes will help keep London moving. Where the lanes are in place, taxi drivers and other road users should, would be able to use them as well.
But, all right, we know this.
Yeah,
What have you achieved for the cab driver that I can't do?
Well, you haven't sat with them as I have since
2009. No, I'm asking you what you've achieved. What have you done for them?
Well, first and foremost, at every single Olympic venue, there are specific provisions being made for taxis to pick up the great many spectators that are going to be wanting to be taken to the games by black cabs or be wanted to pick up. We've been working very hard with the ODA and LOCOG to secure the best possible taxi rank facilities at the venues. We've also been working incredibly hard with the taxi driver associations to understand their concerns. I mean, a lot of them were concerned about having access to information specific to them. So we, with the ODA, worked very hard on producing a comprehensive handbook that has been sent out and is in the process of being sent out to every single licensed cabbie. This is
the point I wanted to bring on you, and I'm sorry to keep cutting across you, John, but I haven't got time just to hear reams and reams of politics going on. I want to get some stuff out.
No,
it is a bit, John, because I've been hearing from a lot of people. You've had 7 years to get this booklet out. 7 years. And I'm hearing from people today who tell me they still haven't got it. They still don't know what's going on. That is inexcusable.
Look, the ODA and LOCOG have had a massive challenge. As you know, as everybody knows, this is the biggest logistical challenge that London's faced since London. No, but some of the facilities that we've been fighting so hard to give the taxi drivers have only been decided in the past couple of weeks to put into that manual. That's because we've been working so very hard to try and give the taxi drivers exactly what they want. If we'd have just decided back 2 months ago or 2 years ago, right, that's it, chaps, we're not going to enter into any more dialogue, then they would be even more unhappier than they are now.
You haven't got them much. You've got a few places to pull up and pick up passengers. They're going to be very unhappy sitting in a lane while other people race past them.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm sorry
deal.
There's a small, you know, there was, we estimate there was 100 to 200 cabbies at this demonstration today, not the thousands that they're claiming. The vast majority of taxi drivers that I speak to when I'm in the game, yes, they're apprehensive, but they do see the Olympic Games as we do, as a massive opportunity for them to go out and earn additional money that they wouldn't have otherwise earned during the same 2 weeks of last year.
How much do
or
you listen
next year?
How much do you listen to LBC 97.3, may I ask?
I listen to a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously not enough to hear the voices that we've been hearing.
It's always the frustrated driver that phones up. It's never the content one.
Well, okay, that is a very good point. But I'm going to ask you again about this 76-page booklet that is absolutely vast and tells cabbies the roads they can't go down and they can't turn left here, they can't turn right there and all of these other issues.
Sure.
And they're supposed to get this into their heads and sorted in a few days' time, and some of them still haven't got it. Well, how are you sending it out? By donkey, pigeon, or perhaps you're using the bus lane?
No. The booklet's actually produced by the Olympic Delivery Authority.
They haven't delivered it.
Well, as I said, it's a massive, massive challenge. Now, any drivers that haven't got their booklet, they can go online. They will get, I can guarantee that they'll get their booklet by the time the games commence, or hopefully, if not, within the next couple of days. And if they don't, then what we're going to try and do is make booklets available from collection from key locations.
So you have failed. You agree? You have just admitted you have failed to get these booklets out. You're having to set up collection points.
Look, we're not failing. We are trying to do our best to get the booklet out to as many drivers as we possibly
can. Which you have failed to do so far.
The ODA.
Just admit that. You've failed to do that so far.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to accept failure. Look, at the end of the day, we have worked tirelessly to get this booklet out. The most important thing is that the information that's contained in that booklet has been up on the internet since June. We've been publicising that to taxi drivers. It's not as if we haven't tried to publicise as much as possible the information that's already contained in the booklet. And Transport for London actually fought to get the booklet produced. So originally there were no plans for any booklets, but as a result of the discussions we had with the taxi trade, we agreed, well, actually, it would be really handy to give taxi drivers something that they could keep in their cab and refer to. I hope every single cabbie is going to get one of these books before the games commence.
And
if they don't, then they can go onto the internet.
Onto the internet. Let's not assume. It makes something out of you and me, as you know. John, just I will let you off the hook if you can tell me right now where these collection points will be, so we can tell London and these cabbies can go and collect this 76-page booklet that they are going to need. Where are these collection points going to be?
I can't tell you that because I need to speak to the ODA, who are producing and sending out the booklet. So I need to understand where exactly they are in terms of the distribution. Once I find out exactly where they are in terms of the distribution, that's when we'll decide whether collection points are actually necessary.
So you haven't even decided that they're necessary, and yet there are cabbies who don't have the information.
There'll be plenty of cabbies out there that perhaps haven't received the booklet. Now, there might be because it hasn't been sent. It might be because they haven't updated their address details with us. That's what we would need to look at.
Okay. I would advise, if I could, John, and I know you're probably a very busy man trying to sort out collection points and the like, but I would advise you do continue to listen to LBC 97.3, and maybe you'll hear one or two more voices than you were expecting to hear. But it has been a pleasure talking to you this afternoon.
You too, Petra.
John Mason, Director of Taxi and Private Hire at TfL. Thank you very much indeed.